The state's Higher Education Commissioner visited Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts Thursday to meet with the school's new president and others at the North Adams campus. Commissioner Carlos Santiago met with MCLA trustees, staff, and students to learn more about the school, which for the past 5 weeks has been under the leadership of its 12th president, Jamie Burge. Santiago, who was appointed by Governor Charlie Baker in July 2015, discussed a range of topics, including what he paints as the growing importance of public colleges now that more students are choosing them over private schools.
Here, I think you're in a challenging environment. You've got demographic pressures, the population has been going down, it's been changing quite dramatically, not unlike what you see in other parts of the state, but particularly pronounced here. But what I see is actually the foundations of really a revitalized local economy. As to what's going to be the niche that drives that, I think that's still in work in progress. But I think you really have the kind of key elements that will be essential if that economic development is to occur.
In addressing the rising costs of college, Santiago says Massachusetts' 29 public higher education institutions need to act as more of a system than as individual entities.
But we are still in a very decentralized, I would call it a fragmented system of public higher education. If you can believe it, we've been pushing for the last 3 years to build a seamless system of transfer so that any student, any community college, can transfer their credits in the foundational courses within the major and general education credits to any four-year institution. Would you believe that we have never had that in the Commonwealth? We've never had the conversations across the three segments. We've never had community college faculty sit around a table in a discipline and talk to their state university counterparts and their UMass counterparts. And we finished six disciplines. We've got 10 more to go.
Santiago says he is not advocating for restructuring how public education is governed in the state, but rather wants the 29 schools to speak with one voice on common issues, such as affordability. Burge supports the collective force, but realizes that each school has its own characteristics. He says MCLA has shown a strong ability, recognized by the U.S. Department of Education, for graduating students who receive federal Pell Grants. According to U.S. News & World Report, MCLA's four-year graduation rate is 34%, and 46% of its students receive Pell Grants, according to Burge.
And so what can we do to help the other institutions elevate their Pell recipient graduation rate? So I think we can make contributions along that way based on our distinct strengths that are part of a collective strength for the system.
Santiago says demographics are driving soft enrollment numbers across the state as it becomes more difficult to pay for college. He says it's not just tuition and fees, but also books and everyday living expenses.
All of our campuses have opened food pantries. We are seeing hunger among students at levels that I am not familiar with. Not, you know, when I was a college student, we didn't think about hunger on a college campus. We're seeing homelessness among a number of students as well, largely in the community colleges, but it is also occurring across the board. These are troubling signs.
Bird says he spent the past several weeks learning more about MCLA, home to some 2,300 undergraduate and graduate students, directed by an academic staff of less than 200. A graduate of nearby Lee High School, Bird says it's exciting to see the transformation of North Adams.
The greater balance between manufacturing and business and the creative economy has been very good for the city and for the institution. I think MCLA has been one of the anchor institutions for that transition.
Bird says he has spoken with North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright about the long-talked-about plans to renovate the Mohawk Theater and expects MCLA to play a role in that. Burge's presidency ends a year-and-a-half search for the next MCLA leader after Mary Grant announced in August 2014 that she was leaving to become Chancellor of University of North Carolina at Asheville. Following a nationwide search, MCLA picked Greg Summers, who later withdrew, citing family health concerns that made him unable to relocate. In August 2015, former trustee James Clemmer took over for interim president Cynthia Brown when she decided to seek the full-time post. Junior Harmony Birch writes for the college newspaper The Beacon and says the leadership changes did lower student morale.
When Mary Grant was here, the morale, I think, was definitely a little bit better just because we had a very public figure leader, and there was more stability. But since Jim Clemmer, when he was interim president, did a lot to help students and faculty in interacting with them, and I think that interaction, he went to a lot of events, I think that kind of helped improve the morale a little bit. And since Burge has become a permanent position, I think the general student population feels a little bit more stable and secure.
Reporting from North Adams, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.